Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Okay, I have a question over here regarding Rosalind Grady.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just take it from the beginning. You wrote a nice email that there's an MCO referral for staffing. You have a couple of caregivers in the area and will attempt to staff this.
Yeah.
And keep the coordinator posted on staffing things. So I asked you to please request the authorization for StarterCare 220.
Right.
So you wrote, I will not be requesting both until I have confirmed staffing in place. This case in Northampton, she has requested the other issues. She requested to contact her when staffing is in place.
Okay, so why would you not request off, like I asked, what's wrong?
Because I don't have staffing in place.
Yeah, okay, no problem. But you wrote over here, I have a couple of caregivers in the area. I'm going to
yeah,
staff it.
But that doesn't mean they can work the overnight schedule or anything. It doesn't mean anything. I don't even know if they're looking for full-time, part-time. I just know I have a couple. So I put it on the sheet. I put it in as a referral. I've had it for a while. I just put it in as a referral so that way I can keep an eye on it. Me and Josh have been keeping an eye on it.
One second. When did this referral come into the company?
It came in like 2 weeks ago, and then they just – and then I had – excuse me?
Why was it never added to the sheet?
Because we didn't have anybody in the area, and then I had continued to work on it. Like when I saw new caregivers come in with a zip code that looked like it could have been,
right.
I would map it out, and then
right.
I had.
One second, but why would you not put every referral in? We enter every referral regardless of staffing or HR, and then that's how we know to work in it, right?
Right. I mean, Josh, and we just didn't put it in because it's a very hard area to staff, so we know that you guys like to do the aux right away, and it's just not a possibility here.
So there's two things here. First of all, every referral has to be entered right away, no matter what the case is, unless it's something which we can't service, and it's not a referral. If it's an accounting...
I think you were on that, too. All right.
I'm there for what?
On the email, because I got it as an email from Yitty.
Okay, and enter it. Second of all, I want you to request off for this case.
But she's not going to. She's not going to even tell me that she'll send the off until I can tell her we have a caregiver.
Okay, but I'm saying what I want you. When I wrote the email, I wanted you to tell her that we do have staff and we're going to start on Friday, and then we're going to work to get staff.
All right, Judah.
No, I just want to understand.
I don't agree with that because
that's
I don't
fine.
Have staffing. And if we tell them we do and then we get the authorization and then we don't have anyone to send on Friday because it is Tuesday and that's a very difficult to staff area, you know.
Right. No, so I'll tell you this. Really, if it's a case that's difficult to staff, I would never tell you to request authorization. But from your email that you wrote over here, I have a couple of caregivers
yeah,
in the area.
Yeah, I do. And I also have a case, the Maxine Gorell case in the same area. So I have sent out.
Let me finish my sentence. Okay. When you write that, the impression you're giving off to anyone who's on that email, me, Melissa, Josh, and Edie, is a confident response of, I have caregivers, and the way I read it was, and I'm probably going to be able to staff it. If it's a hard place to staff, that's cool. Don't request it off. And you have to be careful when you write it because,
right.
Again, when I saw that email, I guarantee we need
to. Well, I didn't. The reason I put that, honestly, is because I know Yitty tries to staff it. So I was saying that so that I can reach out to those two caregivers I have first, and then if I needed help with it, I would send an update. You know what I mean?
So next time you write it,
okay.
Make it clearer. Because
okay.
I would never have written
I understand.
To request authorizations for a start of care date in a hard-to-staff place.
Mm-hmm.
But from your email, it sounded like I got this. I'm like, okay, great job, Sarah. We got a few
I
days.
I understand.
So it's just a matter of finalizing it.
Okay.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Keep me posted. I'm sure you'll be able to staff this today.
I will. Bye.
Bye.